The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. Some people get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
Here it is, right here.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face.
What are you gonna do, baby? Come on.
I pick myself up and get back in the race.
That's Joe Piscopo on this Friday. Good morning. It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Friday morning in New York. Friday, October 4th. Rolling our way into Columbus Day weekend. That's all next weekend. We're going to have a big Columbus Day. I'm working the whole weekend. I'll be with the Columbus Citizens Gala on Saturday, October 12th. October 14th, we will be broadcasting live on ABC 7 in New York with Maria Bartiromo. We'll be there broadcasting the Columbus Day Parade. Come on in. Show your Italian-American colors. Show your Italian pride and celebrate Columbus discovering America and everything great about Italians on, yes, Columbus Day. And don't forget about the Michaels of Brooklyn cook-off. That's going to be on Sunday. What a weekend next weekend is going to be. And the Yankees tonight, we wish the Yanks all the best. I will be there. I'm afraid to say anything. I'm not superstitious, but I guess enough where I don't want to say, hey, yes, the Yanks are going to win. You know, don't take the Twins lightly because, you know, statistically, like Russ Salzburg just said, you know, you can't take anything for granted. So we wish the Yanks all the very, very best. Like my dad. My dad used to always go, when the Yanks started losing, he was watching the TV. He would go in his car at home, turn the radio on, and listen to the radio, and listen to Mel Allen on the radio, right? And the Yanks would always win. And that was my pop superstition. And by the way, to that point, too, and I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. I look at all the news before me and this list that Dean, our producer, is putting before me with all the news of the day. But yesterday, you know what I did yesterday? And I had to do it. I went to, I was just running around like the usual, like crazy, right? And then I said, well, let me just, I went out to, had the best lunch with our Durasan friends, with Joe Giovanello, and a big thanks to Joyce and to Joe and to Daniela and Arthur. This is a great group. Very bright. You know what? We tell you about Durasan, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is going to be, in my opinion, the biggest product. What they're doing, they moved into a new facility. It's just spectacular. And we had a great, great lunch at Nicola's in Totowa, I believe it was. So that's close enough to my mom. So I stopped and I sat with my mom for a little while across the kitchen table. Like I always say, you gather around this kitchen table every morning, right? And I sat with mom and we just had a great chat. Listen to the wisdom of that, you know, the greatest generation like that. Just so blessed to be able to talk to my mom like that and had a great time. Then as I drove home, and then I got nostalgic driving home. And we'll get to the news of the day, so forgive me. But I love when you listen, because I think it's why we stay in New York, why we stay in New Jersey, why you stay home, right? I'm driving. Where do I go? Route 46. Thank you. That's me. at Mr. Jersey. Root for. I'd get on. That's the way we would go to New York. We get on Route 46, right? And then we would drive through. And then was I go by Bloomfield. I go by Steyertown. Who remembers Steyertown? It was where we would go shopping. And I remember we lived in Bloomfield. We'd go there. And then my pop's office, he would go to Passaic that way, when he would go to his law office, you know, and go on by. Remember Hoffman LaRoche? And then I remember there was a rise by Route 21, a rise on Route 46. And then I would see New York City. As a kid, I would say, wow, look at New York. Because here, we were going to Passaic, Newark, Rutherford. That was my life, you know what I mean? But you would look at New York, and here we are, right here on the AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station of Salem Media in New York, New York. And you always seem to always strive to get to New York when you're in Jersey. But it was great. But as I was driving, I felt, this is why we stay here. Visited my mom. That's why I am here. My family is here. My friends are here. My community is here. I don't understand how somebody just ups and goes somewhere. We're moving to Florida. We're moving to California. It's like what Woody Allen said, and he was so right when he said, with California, with due respect to everybody in California, please, but it's like somebody tilted a map of the United States toward the West Coast, and everything that was not rooted down ended up in California. And look what California has become, you know? And with people who are there still fighting Gavin Newsom and his ridiculous policies. And we're fighting Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio and the ridiculous policies. And Governor Murphy, one of the nicest guys in the world. But the social progressive agenda, you know, we're who we are. Now, how do we get it back? How do we get that feeling, that nostalgic feeling back? How do you vote? How do you tell your friends? How do I tell my Jewish friends that you can't vote as a Democrat anymore because they're anti-Semitic? How do I tell my Jewish friends, that was what we do. We vote Democrat. How do you change that tenor? So day by day, it's like going to the mine. Right here, we love it. We enjoy it. It's in our blood. But we're on a mission at the radio station. Every single day, we try to talk to you, break down for you objectively what's good for this country, what's bad for this country, and how to put aside the divide and really get to where our parents were, get to where our grandparents were, making these great areas in New York and New Jersey. And this is happening all around the country. You know, how do we sustain and maintain the sovereignty, the foundation, the character, the texture of where we were brought up? How do we do that? This is our mission now, you know. This is our goal now, to stay focused and to be vigilant and to hold on to everything that our parents and our grandparents fought for, literally fought and died for. Charlie Finch calling in. Professor Finch, how you doing this morning, Charlie? Nice to have you with us always. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Great show, Joe. You know who's rooting for the Twins? Mike Lindell, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, I'll give you that.
We're covered. So, Big Al, you know who should manage the Mets, in my view? Fonzie, Edgardo Alfonso. Just won a title with the Brooklyn Cyclones, huh? The Mets single-A thing. And you know who worked for the Brooklyn Cyclones almost two decades ago? Frankie Fiveborough.
Yeah, you're right.
Lorado is coming back a very different animal from Aruba, a married man. Mm. He's moving right into Chauncey Street, if you get my drift. Comedic gold. Go Rangers. Go Trump. God bless America. Go Yankees.
There it is.
Onward and forward.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you so much. Appreciate it very much. You know what? Come back when you get married. Let me just try to think for a second. You get married, do you change? I don't think you change. Do you change?
I didn't. I got on a plane, and 5 hours later, I was on my way to Lake Charles, Louisiana, right after my wedding, after my honeymoon.
With or without your new bride?
Without my bride.
Oh,
I tried
man.
To fly from Florida to Louisiana because it would be cheaper. She made me fly home first and then fly back to.
She made me fly home because
I was just trying to make it easier. Look, I'm from Florida to Louisiana.
So tell me, you were working.
Yeah, well, we got married, had my honeymoon, but as soon as I got back from my honeymoon, I had to fly to Louisiana for a fight.
I see the reason, and I got to give Kimberly.
By the way, can I mention Charlie Finch's comment about Edgardo Alfonso?
Yeah, sure,
a couple of people have said that. It's probably not going to happen. He needs another couple of years of seasoning before that happens. They want somebody, the organization, that's going to follow Brody Van Wagenen. So Carlos Beltran Girardi would cost too much for the Mets, number one. And number two, he's not going to listen to Brody Van Wagenen. The guy was an agent,
Buck Showalter.
I was a GM. I would love Buck, but again, that's another guy who would not listen to the GM. You don't need a manager these days. They want basically the manager is a guy to fill out the lineup card. It's all coming from the front office. And the Mets are not going to pay big money for a big-name manager. Yeah. That would be the smart play, but they're not going to do that. Carlos Beltran was a name that's been floated around a little bit because he knows the players and he knows the, you know, he knows the territory. But he said to people he's not interested.
To your point, all the algorithms and all this, in my mind,
sabermetrics,
the ridiculous, all of that, that comes from pretty much some...
upstairs.
It is.
That's the owners and the general manager. Yeah. That's where it comes from now. There's none of that. The Joe Girardis of the world, the Joe Maddens, like everyone's screaming, get Joe Madden, he got fired from the Cubs.
I told you this once. I told you a thousand times. When I talked to Mickey Rivers, who is just so funny, probably, in my mind, the best leadoff hitter ever. Ricky Henderson, maybe, but I think Mickey Rivers,
right.
You know, world champion and great guy that he is. I asked him, Mickey, and I told you this before, how did you see the ball? How did you hit the ball? He knew the habits of the pitchers, and whatever they did before a certain pitch, they knew that they were going to throw that pitch. If a pitcher was going to throw a fastball, he knew that particular pitcher would touch his right knee. I'm telling you, this is what they looked for. And Mickey told me that. He said, well, look, if sometimes there was one pitcher throw a curveball, and he would always do this, and he would touch his head, or touch his above his eye, just a nervous habit that the players all knew it. Algorithms, and what's the symmetric thing?
Sabermetrics.
No, look at Mickey. And then I said the great Yogi Berra, the late great Yogi. How did you see the ball so well? I don't know. I could see the ball real good.
There's arguments on both sides. The Cubs won with sabermetrics. The Cubs won the title with Joe Maddon with sabermetrics, with plugging in the right guys in the right spot to get them to win.
I guess.
But if you look at the A's and Billy Beane, what happens? Every year the A's get into the playoffs, and what happens? They get knocked out in the first round. Tampa Bay came in and just crushed them first two innings and then just rolled along.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, you can make the argument for both sides. The problem here with the Mets is, and Mickey Callaway was not Brody Van Wagenen's guy, so he wasn't going to support him. He had a great second half of the season, but they missed the playoffs. If he had made the playoffs, you probably would have had to keep him another year. But I don't think Mickey was the right guy for this team from the beginning, and so they never let him do it. The guy was just, he was a caretaker, basically. So that's what they want. They have a good nucleus that could go on a run, the Mets. Now you need to find the right manager. For me, it would be Joe Girardi. That's the guy who could be plugged in immediately
and
could bring dividends.
Joe is the best.
But I don't think the Mets
Lee Mazzilli. Maybe there'd be Mazzilli in there, huh? Lee?
I don't think Mazzilli's interested.
Yeah, maybe not. How cool would that be?
Yeah, it'd be great. So I wouldn't be surprised they asked Ron Darling to be the manager.
Yeah.
Like, that would be one of those out-of-the-box. Sure. Well, he's in the booth. Put him in there.
So you know what? There is a good choice of a lot of folks who are in the booth that could very well manage the Mets.
I would love it if it was Keith Hernandez.
Yeah, good point. Good point. That's cool. That'd be so cool, man. So I get married and the second time.
Yeah.
And I swear to goodness gracious, I mean, think about it. I got married on a Saturday, I guess, and it was that beautiful wedding at the big
the
new place. No, Sacred Heart, I know, and then the reception cost me
Tavern on the
fortune.
Green.
No, it was a
boathouse,
the chateau place in West Orange, wherever it was. Oh, beautiful!
Oh, the Pleasantdale Chateau,
beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful,
beautiful place. I've been there. Gorgeous.
Cost me.
I'm sure.
So
the place is not cheap.
Listen, and I was one of the first weddings looking for that.
They don't give you a break.
Looking for that Frankie Morano discount. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't get no discount at that wedding. Come on. Come on. He didn't get no discount.
We'll talk with Frankie when he goes back. Monday.
The bell was at discount.
Monday, I was on stage at the Eugene O'Neill Theater doing Grease. Kimberly right by my side. So you gotta remember those moments. Monday. So I'm married. We had the huge wedding. And then we go. And they needed me for another 3-month run. So I committed to it. And the wedding wasn't in place, so I went right there. So, you know, sometimes.
But she was understanding about it, right?
Well, for
a few years.
And then, but you know so what? Much. I swear to God, you think as you get older, and as I get older now, I think of those moments and I go, you know what? I understand that. And
my wife was like that when we first got married because I traveled a lot the first couple of years. Well, no, she wasn't. That was the thing. It was, do you have to go? And
no,
I'm like,
I
but
never
it's
got
my
that.
Job.
But like, you don't. Difference is you're still married. I'm not. And I understand that sometimes there are points where you just go, you know, I went through so much in a, as an entertainer.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
Well, she gave
and
birth to my son.
She was. Yeah, Kimberly was so patient in that regard. Plus, you never could forget exactly what you said, blessing me with the three most beautiful children
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, I mean, she gave birth to my son in September of 2003. And literally, I don't even think it was 30 days later, I was in Miami in the World Series.
Yeah,
and she was like, what do you mean you have to go? I'm like, it's work.
Al, you didn't get parent time off? You didn't get that?
No, they didn't have any of that. I took a week off from work when my son was born.
You had to get 3 months.
No, the guys get 3 months. I had vacation time. Yeah, they get 3 months. But I had vacation time.
Who had 3 months off for the kids?
No, never. I had vacation time. I took it, but I had to work. What am I supposed to do?
Maternity leave. Now it's for guys and girls now. Am I right, Dean?
I get it.
Is that right? All right. At 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, a lot to get into. Hey, you know what? Michael Goodwin is going to join us. I cannot wait to talk to Michael Goodwin. He had a spectacular interview with Donald J. Trump, and he is going to join us coming up, actually, right when we come back from the break. And I posted, by the way, the New York Post article that I would suggest you pick up the Post today. You got to check it out. And wasn't it today's Post, Dean? Is that right?
Yesterday.
Post. Okay. But it's online. I have it online at Jersey Joe Piscopo. Michael Goodwin's great, great interview with Donald J. Trump. And we're going to get into it as only Michael Goodwin can right here on the radio. Debbie Duhame's looking out for you. Debbie, so you got to give the girls credit. We're running around like Mama Luke's after,
I see so many fathers like you. So involved with their children.
Yeah.
You guys are unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we see it more and more. So many fathers doing so much. It's a group effort now. You know, it's both parents.
Right,
it's fabulous. You're
right. Thank you, Deb. Mm-hmm. We're trying. Lord knows we are trying. 20 after 9 on a Friday. Debbie Duhame looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Daddies are so important. And good morning to you, Joe. Let's take a ride to the Southern State Parkway eastbound at the Meadowbrook. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic is moving slowly on the Henry Hudson south by the Moshaloo. It's an accident there. Deegan south down by the stadium. A collision. Belt Parkway east by Bay Parkway. An accident there. Queens Midtown Tunnel 15 to 20 into town. The Cross Island north. As you get up past Linden Boulevard, a collision there to deal with as well. Inbound GWB about an hour to the upper, 30 to the lower. Heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's 20 over at the Holland, 25. But again, the GWB an hour to the upper and 30 to the lower. Avoid Steel Road in Monroe as they get ready for the funeral services for fallen police officer Brian Mulkeen. Steel Road is subject to closure in Monroe with the ongoing activity there. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, did you take your Balance of Nature yet? Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature, not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You will have a health coach when you call 800-2468-751. Dr. Douglas Howard has a health coach for you individually at no extra charge when you go to balanceofnature.com and you use the discount code The Answer. Because if you call or you go online right now and become a preferred customer, we will give you our best pricing and free shipping, and we'll take off an additional $25 off your order. How about that? It's a limited time offer, so please don't wait. Balance of Nature. We want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. 800-2468-751 or balanceofnature.com. Discount code The Answer.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Always appreciate Michael Goodwin taking the time to join us, a New York Post columnist, Fox News contributor, and really one of the great journalists, truly one of the great journalists in every sense of the word out there working today. Michael, welcome back to the show. Always great to have you with us, my friend.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Well, love this interview with only you and Donald Trump. You have a great... First of all, before we get into the interview in the Post that was in the Post yesterday that I posted online, you can also check out Michael Goodwin on Twitter as well. Your relationship with Donald J. Trump through the years, I love this. You're very close, but it's a kind of a give and take. He so respects you, Michael. I'm sensing that. Give us your overview of your relationship with the president.
Well, it's not really a personal relationship. You know, for all the years that we were both in New York, I think I met him once or twice. I remember interviewing him one time for a profile I was doing on George Steinbrenner. That goes back to the mid-80s. I don't think I ever interviewed him any other time for anything else. But I think that the relationship stems, honestly, and the respect, I think there is a mutual respect. I think it stems from my side, the origins of the 2016 campaign. Now, I was not a Trump fan in the beginning. I thought it was a very talented Republican field, but what caught my eye about him was the way people were reacting to him. People I respected and fundamentally trusted, and by that I mean the heartland working class people who felt betrayed by both political parties. And I grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania. It was a factory town. I got out because of college. I was recruited by colleges. And so for me, I look back on, and my parents died in that town. I mean, they've have lived there. Yeah. I mean, factory workers, cops.
Wait, you were recruited for what? Well, were you a big linebacker? We don't know this. Is there something?
I played both football and baseball.
God bless you.
I was not a star. I was good, but not a savior for anybody. but we had a terrific team, and so that got a lot of attention. And I mean, Pennsylvania was football crazy in those days.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so I felt like the people who were reacting to the president were people I fundamentally trusted and understood. I mean, I had uncles who were coal miners. So I understood what these people felt about the Washington, the political parties, the sense of elitism looking down on them. And the fact that they responded to him made me look more closely at what he was saying. And what was this interaction? Here you have this kind of playboy Manhattan billionaire speaking to the working class in a way that no politician was. How is that possible? You know, and I still think it's something of a mystery that he was able to read what was bugging them, what was on their minds, what their aspirations were. And so when I noticed that, I began to take him seriously. I began to think about him in a different way, to see him through their eyes. And I thought, this is something really different. This is something very valuable. This country needs to change course if it's going to make progress, because these people are left out of the equation. Nobody is speaking for them, not the Republicans and not the Democrats. And here is a man who is. And so that was the beginning of my recognition of what he represented. And I wrote that, and I said that repeatedly, and it caught his eye. During the campaign, and I remember one time at there was a rally where a bunch of people called me and said, "Oh my goodness, the president is reading your column at his rally." I said, "What?" So anyway, you know, it wasn't a personal relationship, and I've gotten to know him a little more. I've interviewed him half a dozen times or so personally, or maybe 10 times over the phone, all of that.
Yeah.
But it is still fundamentally based on a common reading, I think, of what has happened to this country and who has been left out and how they deserve to be heard.
You know, Michael, you just laid out exactly what attracted me to. I've known Donald Trump for almost 40 years, on and off, working for him. And we've all known him around New York. And we knew he had the savvy, the guts, and the smarts to be president. Did I know he was going to be this good of a president? I don't even know if I knew that. But I saw when I went out to campaign, I saw exactly what you're talking about in the faces of Americans, of everyday Americans who said, oh, my gosh, here's a guy who's going to work for me. Now, when you talk to him just the other day, I see this is Michael Goodwin talking. I speak to you listening now. His energy, the president's energy, isn't all anger. Over the course of our interview, the president talked about three big reasons he actually is optimistic about his situation. If he has, this is Michael Goodwin talking, if he has any fear of being impeached and removed from office, I didn't hear it. He's optimistic. He's energized and he's pumped up, Michael, huh?
Yeah. Look, I mean, not to dismiss the clear anger at what is happening to him with the Democrats. I mean, for him, it's Russia all over again. I mean, for him, it's a false charge that has now become a cause for his political opponents. But in terms of the positive aspects of it, I mean, he was very funny, too. At one point, he said, you know, maybe it's a character defect, but I love it.
that's
why we put boxing gloves on the front page.
He's
in the combat mode. But the optimism stems, Joe, I think, and I think it's legitimate, from the three main things. The first is the economy, the state of the economy. The jobs, the low unemployment, the stock market, of course, is a barometer of that and other things. But these are reasons why I think he thinks that this is a kind of bedrock reason why people will not want to remove him from office this way. The second cause is, he really believes the Democrats are wrong, that they're crazy for this whole thing that you can impeach and remove him over this phone call with Ukraine. He just thinks it's ridiculous. And it's interesting, though, he makes two points. I mean, his theory of this, two points. Adam Schiff, who just really does get under his skin, I mean, it's mutual. When Schiff did that dramatic reading of the transcript, and the president says, you know, not only is that outrageous, but it reflects the fact that I said nothing wrong. If I had, he would have used my own words. But the fact that Schiff had to make up words, make up a dialogue that didn't exist for the purposes of dramatizing it, to the president means they know there's nothing there. And the same with Nancy Pelosi. He believes that she saw or knew about the whistleblower account and believed the early reports of it, which many of which were wrong. Remember, there was one, I think, in the Wall Street Journal that the president mentions Biden eight times. Well, that wasn't true. That there was an explicit quid pro quo. Not true at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so true.
So he believes Pelosi knows she made a mistake. That if she had seen the transcript of the call before she called for impeachment, she would not have. And I agree with him on that as well. And then finally, just quickly, the third reason for the president's optimism is the support he's obviously getting. The fundraising totals have been enormous, a record. He and the Republican National Committee pulled in $125 million in 3 months. Nobody has ever come close to that.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, at the same period in his own career, Barack Obama pulled in less than half of that.
Wow.
So it's extraordinary. And then finally, he sees it. The evangelicals, the pastors, he said, called him the other day, a group of them, said they have never seen their members so fired up, so determined to reelect the president. So he puts all this together and he sees, you know, these people are crazy, they have nothing, but on the other hand, it's motivating my supporters, so let's go, let's have it.
This is a great, great interview. The way you couched it, the way you put it in your usual brilliant Michael Goodwin way. Check out NewYorkPost.com or Michael Goodwin on Twitter, Jersey Joe Piscopo as well. Goodwin, Trump talks impeachment, Dems, and de Blasio. By the way, he's not crazy about the mayor. He's not crazy about the mayor, huh, Michael, quickly? Huh?
Yeah, he said, you know, because you can see he misses New York. He said, how's my New York? And then he said, but you got a crummy mayor, and he said, how could he run for president and get zero support?
Yeah.
He said, you know, one, you can't get 1 or 2 points, even get zero. How do you get zero?
Oh, good stuff, Michael Goodwin. We love you, Michael. We always appreciate it, my friend, and hopefully you'll come back very, very soon. Thank you, Michael.
My pleasure, Joe.
Okay, have a great week. Michael Goodwin right there. And you got to check out Michael Goodwin at the New York Post. Just one of the great writers of the day. Really, 9:36 with Joe on the radio. Hey, you know, we're going to take a break, do some comedy on Friday Funnies over here just in a little while. But right now, we're going to go to Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news on AM 970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
58 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Manhattan is seeing a real estate slide with the median price of homes in the borough falling below the $1 million mark for the first time in a long time. The Core Real Estate Agency says condos and apartments are selling for 17% less than they did just a year ago. Douglas Elliman Real Estate says their data shows the median sales price for a Manhattan townhouse fell 45% to $3.5 million. Brokers are blaming some of the real estate freefall on new state residential transfer taxes that went into effect this past summer. The price of Parmesan cheese could be going up because of the latest Trump tariffs. A cheese-making consortium said on Thursday that U.S. consumers will pay an extra $5 a kilo for Italian Parmesan cheese because of the new tariffs announced on a range of European goods. The president of the consortium said the tariffs would unjustly impact one of the strongest sectors of Italy's economy. Last year, Italy's Parmesan consortium sold over 2 billion euros worth of cheese to consumers. The U.S. is its second biggest export market, receiving around 10,000 tons of Parmesan cheese per year. In sports, Mets moving on from manager Mickey Callaway, fired Thursday after two seasons on the job. Yankees ready for October baseball. They'll host the Twins tonight in Game 1 of the American League Division Series. NHL home opener for the Rangers. They beat the Jets 6-4. Thursday night football, Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. This afternoon, we'll have Game 2 of the NLDS. Cardinals against the Braves, pregame at 4, first pitch at 4:37, right here on The Answer. And NFL football this Sunday, it's Ravens and Steelers. Kickoff at 1 o'clock right here on AM 970 The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Well, good morning to you, Al. Thanks a lot. You're going to see some delays in Monroe this morning. We have the funeral going on this morning for fallen NYP police officer Brian Mulkeen. So expect delays around Steele Road in Monroe around Sacred Heart Church. Traffic is moving okay southbound Thruway in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 45 to the upper, 20 to the lower. Outbound GWB construction on the upper and lower levels. Let's go to the Lincoln. That's 20 in. Holland still 20 to 25. We're still seeing volume this morning, 208 south into Maple Ave in Fairlawn with a collision there. It's busy on the Garden State Parkway north at 131. Accident pushed off to the shoulder. Henry Hudson south at the Moshaloo, it's an accident. And the Deacon south by the stadium, an accident there as well. Still seeing volume on the Cross Island northbound getting up past Linden Boulevard with an accident. And Sunrise Highway eastbound in Hampton Bays, accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The process for cross-border disputes can be slow and complicated. ICDR is the trusted leader in international disputes. Backed by the American Arbitration Association, the ICDR's arbitrators and mediators are devoted to more efficient dispute resolution. Visit ICDR.org.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. She hosts a weekly radio program devoted entirely to making life better for America's seasoned citizens and their families. Getting older requires strength and courage. Getting older requires community. Getting older requires information. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
October 13th is the day, 941 with Joe on the radio. Columbus Day cook-off right there. Michael's of Brooklyn. We have narrowed down the contestants to a final few and would like to invite you to be a spectator. You'll get to taste classic Italian dishes prepared using Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. I will be on the panel of judges with Fred and with Johnny and with Michael himself, with the whole Michael's of Brooklyn family. You got to be there. If you'd like to attend the cook-off and eat some spectacular Italian food, one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, book a reservation at Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. It's 718-998-7851. I will see you there October 13th for This Is the Iron Chef Style Columbus Day Cook-Off at Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Wow, the stereo going back and forth like the old days, Al. Thank you. I thought I was in the 60s for a minute there. But 1 year, the next year, Jimi Hendrix right there, 943 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Ari Spears is a comedian, impressionist, actor, best known for appearing on Fox's sketch comedy show Mad TV. He is working all over the United States of America. A Jersey boy. Ari, welcome to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How you doing, Joe?
Good. We are doing good. Where are you from in Jersey?
You know what? I grew up in North Brunswick.
North Brunt, beautiful, man. And then how did you stay here? Did you get out as soon as you made it big? Come on.
you know what, man? I eventually had to make the move to L.A. because that's where the game is. So, I was there for my junior high and some of my high school years.
This is great. Did you do theater? What got you into comedy, Aries?
No. I started doing stand-up when I was 14, man, out of New York and New Jersey. So,
whoa, man. Where'd you go?
It's kind of wild for me to talk to you, Joe, because I got to be honest with you, man. I grew up watching, you and Eddie on SNL.
Yeah.
And you two guys were two of my favorite guys and, of course, inspirations for me to do stand-up.
Thank
and
you.
I know Eddie started when he was 14.
That's right.
I've been on a mission ever since.
You know what, Aries, I got to tell you, and thank you for your kind words, meeting the young Eddie Murphy. I met him when he was 19 out of Long Island. I know you're playing. Where are you playing? West Nyack? Are you playing Levity Live this weekend?
I'm in West Nyack. Yeah, I'm in West Nyack tonight through Sunday.
All right. We got to check that out. We'll get all that information. Aries is one of the funniest cats out there, man. I got that when Eddie, I met Eddie. He was 19, and he used to go to school. He would go to Roosevelt High, and he would wear a suit and tie and bring a briefcase with him. Like, you know, he wanted the look. You know what I mean? And he was
I read that.
so true, and he was so just natural. But he played the clubs on Long Island very, very young. I went in when I was in my 20s to the Improv. What clubs were out there in Jersey for you to do your stuff in, Aries?
Well, in the old school days, they used to call a lot of the black clubs the Chitlin' Circuit.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So, that's probably dated now, but a lot of the clubs that I did was like, Tribeca, Indigo Blues, Club 88, East Orange, Newark, Long Island, some of those clubs in Queens, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You're now impersonator. You got to do impersonations. Who do you, back in the day, you could almost pick people and people got it, but now there's so many different personalities because of all the cable channels, Aries. You could do an esoteric. Who's your most in-demand impression that people ask you to do, man?
It varies, but a lot of times people love it when I do Shaq. I play in the league, I dominate the league, I got 28 threats. As long as I got my numbers and I dominated the play, I'm the most dominant player in the league.
That's great.
So, and plus there's a visual on that facially, which of course you can't see.
That's the perfect voice. He's from Newark, New Jersey, please. Don't forget. Columbus Hospital, he was born at. Shaq, like that. Somebody said it for you. I hate this. When people ask me, they always go, Joe, do Sinatra. I don't want to be like that. But somebody said you do Pacino, too. Aaron, you do Pacino? Huh?
Oh, boy. You've seen all the movies. You've seen Son of a Woman, Devil's Advocate. I've done so many movies. I'm a star.
You got everybody in the studio cracking up, man. We're a tough audience. That's great, man. I like the black kid from North Brunswick doing Al Pacino, the Italian guy from New York. We love this, man. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Like, now, Jay-Z, who Jay-Z, lived in Jersey for a long time, but Brooklyn's Jay-Z. I mean, how do you do Jay-Z? Can we hear that, please? I got to ask you.
Everybody knows me and be in the game. you gotta sound like your voice is different, boy.
Have you done that to Jay yet? Have you done that to him yet?
No, I never had I have yet to have the pleasure of meeting his acquaintance. But I've been told by some people in the rap world that he's heard about it.
He
kind of digs it.
Yeah, it's so funny. And I got to ask you, of course, we're talking to Aries Spears, by the way. We're going to give you information where you can see this very, very funny kid from Jersey in West Nyack. You do Eddie Murphy, an impression of Eddie too, huh?
You know what, man? It's kind of crazy, man. It's weird because I've been doing this 30 years now.
Yeah.
And, I almost had that Pacino syndrome. I don't do Eddie as good as I used to because when my voice was younger, Eddie has different pitches in his voice.
Yeah.
Because I've done so much drinking and smoking, man, some of my levels have kind of fallen off. So remember like when Al Pacino was in his Godfather days, he sounds very different from what he does now because of all the cigar smoking.
Oh, that's funny. Is that what that's from, though? Is that what that's from?
Yeah. Because people always ask, why did his voice change so drastically?
Yeah.
He even said in a couple of interviews, I did a lot of smoking. I did a lot of drinking. So it's hard for me to do any justice now.
Oh, man, well, that's very respectful. So you're watching this kid. I got to ask you before I let you go. And by the way, before we let you go, Aries Spears, Wes Nyack, Levity Live this weekend. And you can go to improv.com/Nyack. Improv.com/Nyack. Where can we find you, man, online, Aries?
I'm on Instagram under Aries Spears, Patreon under Aries Spears, and I also have a podcast that I do called Spears and Steinberg, a.k.a. The Jew and the Jerk. It's available through iTunes, Google, Spotify, and thespearsberg.com.
That's great stuff. I got to ask you, out of my love and respect, an immense affection for Eddie Murphy throughout the years, the influence that he had on you as a young black kid growing up in Jersey. I mean, we find out now, and here you are, have made a career out of it. Tell me, if you would, before we let you go, the influence that Eddie Murphy, when you first saw this young meteor on Saturday Night Live, man, and then here's a guy, really just shining the way he did out of Hempstead, New York. Tell us your feelings as a young black kid in New Jersey, Aries.
Yeah, man. Well, I was born in 75. So my dad's era, of course, was Richard Pryor.
Right.
And being a kid of the 80s, my era was Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And, this was back in a time in comedy where it seemed like they only allowed one Negro per decade to get an opportunity. In the 60s, you almost had Red Fox in the 70s.
Yeah,
Pryor,
yeah, I got you.
And Eddie owned the 80s.
Yeah,
up until the explosion of Def Jam in the 90s, which, of course, brought along Chris Rock and all the Def Jam comics that we know today.
Yes,
but we all learned from Eddie. We all watched Eddie.
Yeah.
And just the fact that this guy could dominate,
yep,
not just on stage, but in television and big screen.
That's right.
And not every comic, just because you're funny, means you automatically make that transition.
That's right.
You could be a funny stand-up. Doesn't mean you're a movie star.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean you're a TV star. Eddie Murphy's like the Michael Jordan of comedy.
He
could do it all.
That's it.
There was no weaknesses in his game.
Yeah, that's it. Well said, man. And I know he'd appreciate that so very, very much. And now, after what Chappelle did on Netflix, I cannot wait. Eddie's doing this Netflix series. I'm jumping on a TV hit today. I'm going to talk about it. I cannot wait till Eddie hits the airwaves, because we're too politically correct now, don't you think, Aries? We're too sensitive now. Everybody's got to just...
Yeah, listen, a lot of this stuff, one of Eddie's greatest stand-ups, of all the stand-ups that he's done, he only did two specials, Delirious and Raw.
Yeah.
But of the two specials, Delirious, I think, is the most classic. But I don't think either one of those specials, you could do a lot of what he did then today.
That's right.
But I also think that Eddie is bold enough. Like any real comedian doesn't, get stopped by censorship. You are who you are, and that's what makes great comedy. So, and I love Dave Chappelle. I think he's the greatest comedian of this generation.
Yeah.
But as much as I love and respect him for who he is and what he is, I think if Eddie can come back and, after all this time and do stand-up again, and if he kills it at all, it's like, Dave, you got to move over, man. The king is back.
Yeah, it is. Aries Spears. You got it. Aries Spears. Check it out at Levity Live on West Nyack, New York. And let me just improv.com/Nyack. Levity Live in West Nyack. Check out this brilliant guy from North Brunswick, New Jersey. Aries, great, great chat. Thanks for taking the time. Come back anytime, my friend.
Yeah, like I said, Joe, it's an honor, man, and I'm not just saying that that, man. I really grew up on you and Eddie, and back in that day, I know when Saturday Night Live was first started with Chevy Chase and Belushi and Aykroyd, that was a whole squad.
Yeah.
Back in those days, it was literally just you and Eddie.
Oh,
no disrespect to the other cast members,
but
you guys were the Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen of that team.
That's great. Aries, thank you. God bless you for saying that, man.
Yes,
thank you
sir,
so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me,
yes,
brother.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Aries Spears right there. Aries Spears right there in West Nyack, New York. Hey, Piscopo, the morning. There's Debbie Duhame at 9:52 on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. We're going to take it to the Cross Bronx westbound. Bumper to bumper, Bruckner out through the GWB. Construction outbound on the upper and lower levels. Still Road is closed over in Monroe as they get ready for the funeral for fallen New York City police officer Brian Malkin. So everything closed on Still Road as you get out towards Sacred Heart Church. Taconic northbound by Hortontown Hill Road. An accident getting up toward Kent as well. And the Cross Island northbound by Linden Boulevard. An accident. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Now, I know full well if you are in any kind of pain, maybe back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, you've got some options. You've got Relief Factor. a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop on body parts that hurt, or do that a few times a day. You could also use those over-the-counter drugs, even prescriptions. We know about them, so let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every single day? I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. That's why they created the 3-week quick start, to make it easy and as inexpensive as possible for you to get out of pain, too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I've joined them. And they've been a consistent sponsor of this show for the entire time I've been here on Salem, which is about 4 years. In radio, sponsors come, go. They may stay for a year. Sounds like they're doing great. Then, boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year after year. Order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Tulane Green Wave at Mikey Stadium on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Areas of fog and spotty drizzle early today, otherwise becoming windy with clouds breaking for sunshine and a high of 67. Clear and colder for tonight with a diminishing wind, low 46 in Midtown, but some outlying areas can drop into the middle 30s. Quite cool tomorrow despite plenty of sunshine, a high of only 60. Mostly cloudy and becoming breezy and warmer on Sunday, a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thanks so much, Rob. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher at 10:05. You have helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell appreciates that. He wants to give you something back. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listener specials. You get incredible discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer today. Excuse me, buy one, get one free for Mr. Lindell. You can also pre-order Mike's book here, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? That's the name of the book. You got to read this book. You're not going to believe Mike's life. And you'll get $10 off with promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Please go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. You can call 800-651-0798 or go to MyPillow.com. Remember the promo code, please. AM 970.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The whole world's changing, man. Internet's nuts, right? You got people putting stuff for sale on the internet, this Craigslist, whatever it is. And then strangers are going to come to your home to look at your stuff? What are you, nuts? This is an invitation to get murdered. We had garage sales growing up. We threw the garbage out on the driveway. We had some signs with an arrow, come get our garbage. And people would mill around your yard, but you would watch them, right? They would get a little too close to the house. They're like, hey, back up, back off, back up. What do you want? Could we use your bathroom? Bathroom, get the hell off the property. And whatever we didn't sell, we threw it out. But we broke it before we put it in the garbage. That's my Italian father. He's like, if they're not going to buy it at my sale, they're not going to come by later and steal it out of my garbage. Saw the couch in half.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Hey, it's our little Italian comedy from Sebastian Maniscalco. Very, very, very funny. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in this morning, 9:57 right now. We're going to make way for Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. And you know what? I will be at the Yankee Stadium tonight. Hopefully I'll see you at the stadium. We got Go Yanks. I don't want to jinx them. We don't want to jinx anything. But the Yanks will be playing the Twins. It looks like it's a slam dunk. We don't want to take that for granted, but we will. Hey, Dean, great job today producing the show. Very quiet, very nice, right there. And except for the chair, it was very, very great. Charles, thank you, my friend. Baby's okay? That was nice seeing you at the wedding. Appreciate it. And Kara, great job always. We appreciate it very much. Kara doing the social media. And Big Al Gattulo, great. Hey, it was a wild week. Does it feel crazy? With all the news, it was just a lot of news to tackle this week, and we did it.
A lot of Murano wedding recap.
Oh, listen, nothing like Monday, though. Nothing like Monday.
Sunday
with Frank. Is he coming back? But Monday on AM 970 Answer, Piscopo in the morning, we invite you to it's going to be interesting to talk about the wedding with Frank when he gets back. And then next week, it's Columbus weekend. 11th, I'll be in Philly. The 12th, I'll be Columbus Citizens Foundation on stage at the gala. Michael's a Brooklyn cook-off. Don't forget that. The 13th, the 14th. You know what? Columbus discovered America, and we got a parade like you're not going to believe going down New York City, baby. You want to be there with Maria Bartiromo. Hey, make it the best weekend ever from Piscopo and my family. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Steven Spielberg thanking the cast and crew of his upcoming movie West Side Story. To mark the wrap on the film, the famed director posted on social media pictures of himself with stars Ainsel Elgort and Clifton, New Jersey native Rachel Zegler, along with Rita Moreno, who plays a new role in the film. He also expressed gratitude to the New York and New Jersey area, which is the backdrop of the film Spielberg's West Side Story, due out December of 2020. The State Division of Fish and Wildlife giving anglers the scoop on the fall trout stocking season. Officials say the season kicks off Tuesday. Then on October 19th, anyone licensed or unlicensed, resident or visitor, can fish for free across the Garden State. More than 21,000 trout will be placed into state waters. It all starts around the Jersey Shore. In sports, Rangers skate past the Jets 6-4. Thursday Night Football, Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.